And Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Tugana Ben Chana, Lirfuaso, and for Yuchavit Fegebas, Michalit Isbas, Shachalay Israel, and for Rus Victoria with the Ravidim, Shachalay Israel, Parachas, Pasik Beis, and Pashas Ekev, Zacharitis Koladerech, Asher Licha, Shem Lokech, Azer, Baim Shana, Bamidbar, Lamana, Noschal, and Asos, Haladas, It's a share of imloy. And you should remember the whole path that God took you 40 years in the desert in order to afflict you, to test you, to know if it is in your heart to serve his mitzvahs or not. Rashi explains, Hasishmar mitzvaysav, shalot tinasehu v'shalot ahaher acharov. You shouldn't test Hashem and you shouldn't think, question Hashem. So, that's what we see in the pasuk because it's a hemshech of what it says. Ladas es asher b'levavcha hasishmor mitzvoisav. So Rashi is commenting on hasishmor mitzvoisav, but earlier it says ladas es asher b'levavcha, to know what's in your heart. So we see that we're not talking about what they're doing; we're talking about what they're thinking, and that's what Rashi says. Shalot tanaseh, you shouldn't test God. You shouldn't be mahar achrav. You shouldn't question God. So that is works with the flow of the pasuk. We have to understand why it says Hasishmar mitzvoisav. What does that have to do with being maharher after HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you're mekayim a mitzvah, so you're shomer mitzvah, even if you're mahar after Hashem. But if you're mekayim the mitzvah, then you're shomer mitzvah. So what's the problem? Why if you're mahar after Hashem, are you not called shomer mitzvah? Hasishmar mitzvoisav, you shouldn't be maharach Hashem. You're mekayim the mitzvah. What's the problem? If you test Hashem, you question Hashem. If you're mekayim the mitzvah, you're mekayim the mitzvah. You're shomer mitzvah. So what's pshat in Rashi? So it says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Zatzal, Hagoyin ha'mufla v'ha'muflug. Based on what it says in Parshas Ve'eschanan, Perek Vav, Pesukim Tezayin to your test. Lo sinasu Hashem lekechem Hashem nisisim emasa. Shamar tishmar tizah Hashem lokeichem veidoyse v'chukah v'shetzivcha v'asisa yoshov v'atoyv be'inei Hashem v'man yitav loch u'bosov yorashtes ha'oretz Hashem nishbar Hashem la'abitzecha v'hadoif is kol oivecha miponecha k'asher diber Hashem. You shouldn't test Hashem as you did in Masa. You should guard the mitzvah of Hashem and his statutes and his laws, his testimonies that he commanded you. And you should do what is upright and what is good in the eyes of Hashem, in order that He should do good for you, and you should come, and you should inherit the land that Hashem swore to your forefathers to push away all of your enemies in front of you, as Hashem spoke. So the pasuk starts off, Lo tinasun, which is a lav to be menase the Navi, not to be mamin the Navi, like the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and Losei Reish Mevav, and Ochos Yisodei HaTorah. As we discussed in earlier Shi'urim, we were ma'arich in this alat, in this pasuk. And the Ramban says that when a person's testing the Navi, he's testing Hashem. He doesn't trust the Navi, he's not trusting Hashem. Ladaz hayad Hashem tiktzar. Kein roi labadis Hashem l'derech ha-safik. You shouldn't serve Hashem out of doubt. You should serve Hashem out of certitude. And in that it says, shamor tishmerun. So what does one have to do with the other? First, we're talking about not testing the Navi, not testing out God, to see if God can do what you say. And then it says, guard his mitzvahs. What does one have to do with the other? Not kesha. It's talking about somebody who's serving Hashem, mitzad asafek. He's not sure. He's not sure if God really has power. So that you shouldn't do that. You should serve God outside of Vaday, knowing that He's powerful. So how's it a hemshech of Lo Sanasu as Hashem? This Shamar Tishmarun. Shamar Tishmarun is talking about mitzvahs. We also tzarech bir mashikotz of Alam v'asisa yosha v'otoy b'nei Hashem alakecha v'nigimoro and bov mitzio and after zayin amud beis. And Adav Kufches Amr Aleph learns from here the Indian of Asir, the Fnim Mishur HaSadim. So what does that have to do with the parasha of Leisenasu es Hashem? So from this it would appear that the union of Shmira, that's mentioned a lot of times in the Torah, like Abay Asiyas HaMitzvahs, means like a regular Shmira. In other words, there's something you have to guard. And the union of Asiyas HaMitzvahs is Mutba B'Nefesh HaYisraelis. It is engraved, instilled in the Jewish soul through the Bris and the Torah of Hashem. And the Ramach Mitzvahs Essay, 248, 365 Los Essay, correspond to the 248 limbs, 365 sinews. So they are like a Vorei Haguf. You have to guard these mitzvahs just like you guard your body, that it shouldn't be destroyed. And when it says Shmira L'Asiyas HaMitzvahs, there is a warning here to protect, preserve this tchun of Asiyas HaMitzvahs. We have this quality that we keep mitzvahs. You have to preserve, you have to guard that quality. It shouldn't be miskalkel al yedei maisim v'deyois ro'ois. It shouldn't be miskalkel through evil deeds. And memela, if you guard this mitzvahs, tavo asiyas hamitzvahs k'shem k'shaguf bari memela ba mele tzorech v'achil v'shtiyah v'chadoyim and tzorech v'zeh rotzim v'das miyuchad mitzad atzbo nitbaz hasiyah. So you guard yourself when you do the mitzvahs. So in other words, since we have this quality of keeping the mitzvahs, we have to preserve this quality, that it shouldn't be corrupted by bad deeds, by bad attitudes. And the mela, if you protect this mitzvahs, tavo asiyas hamitzvahs, then memela you're going to come to do the mitzvahs. If you preserve this mitzvahs, that your nature is to follow mitzvahs of Hashem, then the fulfillment of the mitzvahs is going to be automatic, just like if you have a healthy body. So you eat, you drink, you do what comes naturally. So too, when you have a healthy soul, then you're going to keep the mitzvahs. So we understand the union of Shomo Tishmuru and its mitzvahs Hashem as a hemshech, which follows the law of Lo Senasu Es Hashem. So Lo Senasu Es Hashem means, like we saw from the Ramban, that it's a pikpuk balev, that a person has a doubt in his heart about God's power and about serving God. You're serving Hashem outside of Safek. You don't know if God really has the power. So in such an instance, you're doing the mitzvahs, but this gedir, this asi is not migedir shmira, because shmira means that the essence of one's pnimius requires asiyas hamitzvahs, and if there's a hir, if there's a Safek belayv, then the asiyah is not coming mikoch pnimiusa that requires this asiyah. Rather, mitzat seichel v'das, and that is lo senasu es Hashem. Since you're chayiv and shamor tishmur et mitzvah Hashem elokeichem, to preserve Hashem's mitzvahs, that the asiyas hamitzvahs is rooted in your basic nature, and you have to make sure to preserve this nature, and then automatically you're going to come to do the mitzvahs. But when you start questioning God, then it's, fulfillment of mitzvahs is not going to be automatic. And it's not going to be a proper Shomer Tishrei. It's not going to be a proper preserving of this holy nature that we have. So look at the Ramban inside. He says, Kasher Nisisim B'masa, Shel Tomer Mi Hashem B'Kaben Elasis Nisim, if God is among us to do Nisim, Oshen Atzlech B'Yosein Wov in the front of V'Nisbalechem B'Niyat Toivim, Nishmo Torasa. Ah, if things are good, we're going to keep his Torah. The idea was, God, Masa, if you give us water, we'll follow you, and if not, not. Oven Gadol is a big sin. Oven Gadol, once Moshe's God's prophet, there's no more testing God anymore. And you're not just testing the prophet, you're testing God himself. You shouldn't serve God. Oh, I'm testing him out to see if he's gonna, it's gonna come in the clutch. No, you serve God without any doubts, and that brings to Shamar Tishmarun, that you're preserving this nature of keeping mitzvahs automatically. That's who we are, and that's pshat in the pasuk. Shamar Tishmarun. There's a shmirah kful. There's a double shmirah here. What's the name of this double shmirah? The Alshich discusses this. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. That since the Ikar Parsha is to teach this inyan, that there's a matzav atzmi of rotzon mudvar Hashem, ve'asiyat ha'yashar ve'atov be'inav, v'chayavim l'shmor matzav zeh, v'lo l'kalkelo, b'ma'asim v'de'ot ra'ot, since the Ikar Parsha is to teach us this inyan, that there's a matzav of where one's essence just wants to do the will of God, he wants to do what's correct and good in the eyes of Hashem, atoiv v'ayosher, ayosher v'atoiv b'enei Hashem, and we have to preserve, we have to guard this situation, this spirit, and not to corrupt it, not to mess it up with bad deeds and with bad deos. So there it says, shemor es hatishmuvim, dahainu sheyizoher, sheyishoer matzav zeh, sheyesh bo es harotzon mitvar Hashem, she'olav rak l'shamor. So it says, guard the tishmarun. In other words, you should be careful that you should remain in a matzav where you naturally want to do the ratzon Hashem. And you just have to guard that. And not that this matzav should be nullified, and then there's going to be nothing to guard anymore. That's what Shemor Tishmaru means. You should guard that you're in a state of Tishmaru, that you're in a state of guarding. Guard your guarding. Guard the fact that you are keeping the mitzvahs of Hashem, that you're naturally keeping the mitzvahs of Hashem. Guard this Tishmaru. Again, the Tishmaru is that you're naturally going to keep the mitzvahs of Hashem, because that's your natural ratzon. So guard that it remains your natural ratzon to keep the mitzvahs of Hashem. Because if you're not shomer the tishmarun, then it's going to be terrible. Then you're going to lose out. You're losing your nature. So guard this tishmarun. In other words, you should guard this matzav of naturally keeping mitzvahs of Hashem. And not that chas v'shalom, this matzav should be batal, then there's going to be nothing to guard. Shamor, that there should be a matzav of tishmarun, that you should be in a matzav where you just have to preserve your natural state of keeping mitzvahs, that keeping mitzvahs will be automatic. So guard that that should be your remain your natural state. And that's what it says vayter in the parasha, perikid apas l'chafbez, kim shemor tishmur l'tzchol mitzvah zol shenachib etzavez chamasaysa, l'ahav az Hashem alaykechem, l'echaz b'chot rochav l'davkabu. And there also is a kefil of shemor tishmur, and Rashi zaymen on this, and writes from the Sifri, that there's an azhar of shmiras harbe, to be careful that you don't forget your learning. The only problem is that the pasuk is talking about zehilus b'shmiras kol ha-mitzvah azois. It says kim shemot yishmah is kol ha-mitzvah azois. I'm talking about Talmud Torah. We also have to understand what it says la'ahava, because this is a hemshech of shomer tishmaru. So if you keep shomer tishmarun, then it's going to be a matzav of la'ahava. So how is shomer tishmarun, that you're guarding the mitzvahs, going to ensure that you're in a state of ahava? So based on what we said, we understand very well that this pasuk is also talking about to guard this matzav, that there should be a chuk and a ratzon l'avodas Hashem. And this comes when Torah's Hashem is in a person's heart, in a Jewish person's heart. And this brings him to a ratzon for Avodas Hashem. And the guarding of this matzav also comes only through Talmud Torah. Otherwise, the Yetzer Hara is going to overtake you. Barasi Yetzer, Barasi Torah Tavlin. So Memela, when it's said to guard this matzav, that your ratzon is Lashem, that your will is to follow the will of Hashem, which comes through Torah, that means to guard the Torah, that it shouldn't get lost. That's what it says in the Sifri, you should guard it, that it shouldn't get lost. And the way to guard Torah, that it shouldn't get lost, is through Talmud Torah. In other words, keep learning and learning, so that your poel, this matzav, of Tishmeru. Because if you don't have this Talmud Torah, then you're going to lose the Shamar Tishmer. Because then the Yetzirah is going to get you. And then Memela, you're going to get to Ahava. That's your Ratzon Atzmi. That's your natural will. So when a person's naturally following the mitzvah of Hashem, a person's also naturally loves Hashem, naturally connected to Hashem. That's what the Pasuk is telling you. Guard that. Guard this matzav through Talmud Torah and Memela. You're going to be in a state of Ahavas Hashem. And this is so we see in the Sifri. Kim Shemor Tishmer has called a mitzvah Zos. Shem Atom Yesh. Yeshnam B'nei Azakenim. Yeshnam B'nei Gedolim. Yeshnam B'nei Nevi'im. Talmud Lom. Kim Shemor Tishmer has called a mitzvah Zos. Ma'ako Shakol Shavim B'Torah. Chenu Ar B'Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So it says, you're going to say that no, they're Bnei Zakenim, they're the sons of wise men, the sons of Gedolim, the sons of Nevi'im. Says the Pasuk, no, not only them will have to keep the Torah. Shamar Tishmer Neskola Mitzvah Zeis. The Pasuk is telling us that everybody's equal when it comes to Torah. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Moshek Lesako, it's for everybody. So the Shamar Tishmer teaches us what they call today equality. Everyone has to keep the Torah equally, which is true. So what is this, where do we see in Shamar Tishmer that everybody's equal? Where does Shamar Tishmeru tell us that everybody's equal? If because Stama is talking to the Jewish people, so all of Torah is talking to all the Jewish people. But it's saying no. You might think that only the Bnei Zakenim are going to be Matzliach. So how does Shamar Tishmeru say that it's not only the sons of Gedolim and Zakenim and Nevi'im are going to be Matzliach, that everybody can be Matzliach? If the word is that they're going to be Matzliach more, then where do you see in Shamar Tishmeru that it's not true? So if Darba, where does Shamar Tishmeru tell us that it's talking about everybody? So we see that the Iker Pasuk is that the Yesod of Avodas Hashem is that everybody has Torah within them. And all you need is to preserve this. You need to preserve your nature. And therefore, you don't have to be Bnei Zakenim. You don't have to be the sons of Zakenim, that they're going to be more Matzliach. It was given to everybody, Shamar Tishmeru L'chol Yisrael. That's what this parasha is telling us. That this is, we all have it naturally. And we see this is so in parasha Achremos. Mishmartim is mishmarati lebilti lasis mechugas atovitz shanas lefnechem lotamu v'mani Hashem. Gemara moi katan dafei yivamis davchof darshin asu mishmaris mishmarati. The rabbis should make guards for the Torah. Hachakos siyagim, the rabbanan. So that pasuk there is azhar for the bezin and the chachamim. But you see that there's a mitzius that's called mishmalti, and you have to make a mishmeris and mishmarti. In other words, that's a mitzius of derech Hashem. That's mishmarti, and we have to guard this mitzius of derech Hashem. And that's what it says here: shemur tishmeru, guard the tishmeru, guard this mitzius of going in the ways of Hashem, of keeping the mitzvahs of Hashem. So now we understand very well what it says over here. L'man ha'noischa l'nasoischa l'dasis asher b'levavcha ha'sishmur mitzvois v'im loy. In order to afflict you, to test you, to know what's in your heart, are you going to keep the mitzvah of Hashem or not? So the affliction is coming to test you, to know if your lev is shalem with Hashem, if you're not mefakbek v'Hashem. And from this you have a nafkamina. What's going to be a nafkamina? Ha'sishmur mitzvois v'im loy. Because it's testing you, what's in your heart? Are you going to keep the mitzvahs or not? Because if you're menaseh Hashem, if you're mehar achar Hashem, so there's going to be asiyas mitzvahs, no shmiras mitzvahs though. Because we said shmira means that your heart is complete with Hashem. Your heart desires to serve Hashem. And in that comes the Nisayon. Is there going to be Shmira as HaMitzvahs? Or is there going to be no Shmira, it's just going to be Asiyah? In other words, Asiyah, you're doing it, but in your heart, you're not shelling with it. The Shmira is that even in your heart, you're shelling. That's Mamish Pshat in the Pasuk. And that's Rashi. Rashi says, Shalot Tenaseh V'lot Tahar Acharav, that your leiv should be shelling with Hashem. And this Inyan, that Shmira, relates to the pneumius of a person in his heart, in his will. We see Lehejia and Pasukit Aleph, Nisham Elucha Pentishkach as Hashem Elokecha, Levilti Shmor Mitzvaysev, Mishpoitev Chukoysev, Sher Anoichi Mitzavcha Ayoyim. We see that the Tishkach, it says, be careful, lest you forget Hashem and not guard His mitzvahs and His shvatim and chukam that I command you today. So we see that the Tishkach, Nisham Elucha Pentishkach, is that through this, it'll be Levilti Shmor Mitzvaysev. If you forget God, there's going to be no Shmira. In other words, you're going to forget that Hashem is in your heart, and the Mamela, there's going to be nothing to guard. Because what we have to guard is your internal connection to Hashem. And it's Lahejia and Pasuk Yedalit. But it says, how are you going to get to what it says in Pasuk Yedalit that we just read? Because it says, V'ram levacha v'shachachta z'shem lokecha mutzicha meratzon v'yis avadim. So the Pasuk is told that in Ram levacha, it says, dependent on your heart being exalted. Gassas haruach. I ain't sota daf dalet on the bays, hail mit aleph. What it says on this psukim. And that's belayv. So there's going to be a shichcha belayv. Yishamer lecha pentishkach as Hashem Elokecha belayv. And that's going to bring to the labilti shmor. And then you're not going to be guarding your pneumius anymore. Because there's going to be nothing left. It's going to be empty. Because until now Hashem is in your pneumius. You have to be careful not to forget Him. Otherwise there'll be nothing to guard. And what causes that is the Varam Levavcha. Shechachta Hashem Elokecha Chas Hashem. So there's obviously a lot more to say about these psukim, but Baruch Hashem, we presented a beautiful mahalach. We should be zocha to remember Hashem and be not only to be to asiyas hamitzvahs but shmiras hamitzvahs as well. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.